once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, is Lord. He's Lord over it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And hey, we're still grateful that we're able to do this, that we're able to put out a word when God gives us something to say. And yeah, I know I've been a bit sparse, hey, taking the chance to speak to you guys when the chance comes up and when we feel impressed to do something, because there's a lot going on right now all over the world on multiple fronts. Geopolitically, spiritually, economically, nations warring against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms, famines, rumors of wars, all this stuff is going on. Saw an interesting news article today about in Sweden, 3,000 people have decided to chip themselves in their hand. One guy stuck a chip in there, doesn't even know what to do with it. They're just lining up to take part in the system and not questioning where all of this stuff is going. And spiritually, we know where this stuff is going. We know what the agenda is. All things have been revealed and are being revealed and being made known. We're living in the time of the unveiling of everything, you know, i.e. apocalypse. The revealing, the unveiling, the exposing of what everything is. And in the time of exposure, you know, when things are revealed for what they are, so often what you end up seeing is that when somebody's exposed, they don't like it. You know, when they're on that wrong side and it's revealed for who they are and what they are, they don't like it. You know, you remember that during the elections in the States and that whole Debbie Wasserman Schultz thing, when she was exposed for what she was doing, they didn't like it. Immediately they fired her and then they put her somewhere else. Just when things get exposed, you know, on so many different levels, whether it's, you know, just improprieties or things that people do in the back channels or in the darkness. Now, when you follow Christ, here's the thing. When you follow Christ and you seek Him, when you come into His presence, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is light that was made manifest in human form. So when you follow Christ, what happens is you get exposed. Every person that came into the presence of Jesus, their hearts, minds, thoughts, and motives were exposed for what they were, where they were coming from. When people that feigned themselves spiritual and all of that, and He exposed them. He exposed them for being, you know, whitewashed sepulchers, and people that had inside of them all sorts of horrible things, but they had a good external appearance. And He exposed them for what they were, and they hated Him for it, because they wanted to continue the image and the illusion which gave them power and control over other people. But when you come into the presence of Christ, what happens for the true one is, and this is a heart response for the true one, when they're exposed, there is repentance. You know, when Peter was exposed, you know, in the presence of Jesus with the catch of fish, he said, "Lord, away from me, for I'm a sinful man." He wanted to be in Jesus' presence, but he also knew who he was. And Jesus received him. And he said, "Look, you know, come follow me. I'll make you a fisher of men. Come and follow me. Come and just leave what you once were and be what I make you to be." You know, leave what you once were and be what I make you to be. And in doing that, he had an experience. His faith went from glory to glory and from strength to strength. He became something new. And when you follow Christ, you become something new. You become something different. But you've got to come to that place of also just realizing what you are apart from Him and realizing your faults and your mistakes and all of that. And repentance is just, it's a turning around. You just say, okay, all right, Lord, you know, this is where I'm coming to you at. This is who I've been before, and I don't want to be that. Now, the difference between that and the response of the worlder is the worlder's response is to put out the light, to try to stop the light from exposing, to try to stop the light from revealing. Because if we're in darkness, nobody sees anything, and nobody knows anything. So then they can carry on. What was the verdict? John chapter 3 said, now this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love the darkness because their deeds are evil. So the child of light wants the light, embraces the light, goes for the light, and no matter what it costs, they accept and they move forward in the light. The child of the darkness, the child of the devil, the child of the world, they embrace the world and the things of the world. They embrace the darkness and they seek to put out the light whenever and wherever it may be. So to corrupt the light, to marginalize that light, to bring it down, to twist it, to turn it sideways, to take away the saltiness of that salt, to leach out that which makes it of any value and any merit, any importance. Do you see? Do you understand where they're coming from? So, now God calls us in this time to walk it out and be that follower of light and truth in the world, to be that disciple of Jesus, to be the one that walks in another way. Now, He is the way, the truth, and life. He calls us to be those that walk in that way. Meanwhile, the world is trying to go its own way. And that way that seems right to the world, in the end thereof are the ways of death. Just like there's the way that seems right unto a man in Proverbs 19. It seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems right in the world, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And as we see and know and understand the consequences of going away apart from God, we also are cautioned by that. It's a cautionary tale. So, when Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then if that's the way of life, then if you go another way, where are you going? Because if that's the way of life, then what's the other ways? Well, apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. He said, if a man abides in me and my words abide in him, he'll bear much fruit. So there's life flowing. But if you're apart from Him, you're like a branch that's broken off, and you just wither and die. And the only thing that it's good for is just to be picked up and thrown into the oven and burned. You know, it's amazing how people that go that way, and even the very best that they have in their stars and the people they put up, how just they just look so shop-worn and tired and wore out, and there's not an intelligent thought coming out of their mind. They've lost their ability to reason or process or have even a conversation, you know, to even debate their point. Now they're just, it's as God's Spirit is being poured out on all flesh, and those that have gone that way are just falling apart. And yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know, to see. Now, for us, well, a few things to be mindful of in this time is, you know, you want to be in prayer because that's where your power is. You know, your power is in prayer. Your power is in walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. You know, whatever comes up, put it before God in prayer. Whatever it might be, put it before God in prayer. Good things, bad things, things that just pray. Pray continually, as the Scriptures tell us to. Just have that heart and that attitude of prayer. Whenever there's a challenge that comes up, put it before God in prayer. You know, because the world will try to get us to do and make decisions apart from God and make choices apart from Him. And what God says is, look, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, you want to just give it to Him, and you give it to Him in prayer. When you put it before Him, you're like, God, I don't know what to do in this situation. This is the one that I'm in. And Lord, you do it through me. You show me, you lead me, you guide me. And He will. God will take care of His people. God will watch over you. God will lead you and guide you. So you want to do that. You want to just take things before Him, trust Him in them, and know that He's going to do that work. So, in the middle of all of this, in the challenges that we face, and this is a challenging time to be alive, you know, but God has always provided and made a way for His people. In every situation in history, God has always made the way for His people. Because His people, too, they're already free. See, when you walk with God, you're already free. Death has no power over you. So, to die in Christ is the blessing. It's a blessing because you just check out, and to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So you are blessed to check out. But like Paul said, it's more needful for you that I stick around for a bit. But, you know, I wouldn't mind checking out. But it's more helpful that I'm here for you for a bit. So he did that, and he stayed, and he was involved, and he did a lot of things unto the Lord and for the body of Christ. So while we're here, to live as Christ and to die as gain. While we're here, we engage in the things that need to be engaged in, and we do the works that God has given us to do. Now, these works are works that have been destined from the foundation of the earth. God has for us to be involved in that which is going on the earth. And to trust the way that He leads you by His Spirit is an important thing. Because the world in this time is going to do a lot to try to save itself. But, you know, worldly thinking is not going to save the Titanic. You know, God is actually going to usher in His own system, His own thing. You know, when you look at the kingdoms and you read on Daniel, and what did God do with them? He smashed them. He pulverized them. That rock that was cut from the mountain without human hands, it crashed into it, pulverized it to the point that it was just like chaff on a threshing floor, and then the wind blew and there was no trace. It was just gone. So God will do that. And then His kingdom grew, filled the whole earth. God is doing that. So right now, what you're seeing is He's shaking everything that can be shaken. But in the middle of all of that, as everything does eventually crumble, He's also establishing His system, His plan, His purpose, what He's going to do. So, you know, on one side, we all keep wanting to try to save the Titanic. And, you know, and there is a call to be engaged and to be involved and to do and to pray. But also realize that God is also establishing something as well, what He's doing. And it's an amazing thing, what He's doing. I mean, I've seen little glimpses of things that are on the horizon. And they're incredible. At the same time, you know, we need to walk out this day what God has put in front of us to do. You need to walk out this day the responsibilities that God's given you. Because part of what we do right now sets the stage for what's to come. Part of what we do now, including being a witness, helps to establish the record, the eternal record, for all of what is coming to pass. You know, we are witnesses. We are speakers of truth. We are those that have been given a call and a requirement. And God asks that we would stay faithful in these times, not lose heart, not lose your mettle in the middle of these situations, not lose your resolve. You know, sometimes when you get frustrated and you get tired and you get beaten down, and all of that is there, and it's absolutely there, just breathe. Take it back to Him again. Because He's with us, and He's watching over us. He's taking care of us. And He is establishing His purpose. And you have to know that the part that He has for you to play is necessary and is needed. And also just know that things can change. Things can change so fast and so quickly. And when they do, when those changes happen, on the other side of it, you know, all of a sudden everything's different. I've seen paradigm shifts, if you would, and things are different. Things are changing. Things are shifting. Now, don't worry is another thing I got to encourage you guys with in this time. Because amidst all that takes place, one thing that God has also given us is consistent instruction. And He said, you know, hey, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. You don't have to worry about, there's a lot of these things that are going on. You can be aware, but don't be distracted. You know, ride the wave. You know, keep your focus and your eyes on Christ. But don't worry. If you keep your focus and your trust on Christ, if you keep your eyes on Him, you won't need to worry. You can keep your focus in the right place. And with all that takes place, it just, you know that He has you. And, you know, it's sometimes you might need to pull in your circles a bit. You know, sometimes you might need to reassess a couple things. You know, recently for myself, kind of one of the things too, there was some opportunities that were in front of me and some things that I could have gotten involved with. And but part of the prayer for me, and even in that stage, was like, Lord, you know, and just, Lord, please keep me from getting into something that's a waste of time, a waste of effort, a trap. Because remember the parable of the sower. What is the one that it was the worries and the riches and the pleasures of the world choke it and make it unfruitful? That was when the word was sown, that was the stuff that choked it out. And you know, with all of those things, whether it's the worries, the riches, or the pleasures of the world, the cares of this life, all of those, they seem worthwhile as far as a place for your attention and your focus. Like, boy, if you worry about this, that's going to help you make it better. It doesn't. And if you get absorbed in these things where you go running after this stuff, that it's going to make things better. No, it doesn't. You know, you want to be mindful of that, because you know, He'll take care of His people, so you don't have to worry about that. And He'll provide for His people, so you don't have to worry about that either. But still, people do. And they let it absorb their consciousness. And you know, it's a subtle thing. It's a subtle thing, the way that it creeps in. But, you know, you can be free. And you can walk in freedom at all these levels. A real close friend of mine the other day, we were going back and forth just on a chat, and we were talking about that parable that Jesus taught, where He said to consider the birds. And my friend, he owns some chickens, and he was just talking about, like, you know, how dumb the chickens are. And what did Jesus say about the birds? He said, consider the birds. They neither toil nor spin, and yet, that's the flowers. But He said, they don't store in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Then when He talked about the lilies of the valley, He said, you know, with those they don't toil or spin, and yet your Heavenly Father clothes them. You know, that Solomon in all his array was not dressed as one of these. So now, God will feed you and take care of you and clothe you, provide for you. And we were going back and forth about the birds, and yet, in the lack of intelligence that a chicken might have, yet it understands a principle. The birds of the air understand a principle. Fish of the sea understand a principle. God's creation, so much of it, understands these principles, even though the human has been blessed with the ability to reason and levels of intelligence and all of that, and yet we forget some of the things that some of the most simple creations and creatures on this planet understand. And that point also being that it is something simple to be understood. It is something simple to be applied to your life, to my life. And that's simply to trust God, to know that He's in control, and to not worry. I mean, you respond to situations, but you don't worry about them. You don't let them have a piece of your mind and your heart and your consciousness and your logic and your reason, and you just don't. You don't let it go there. No, you walk this out. You walk this out in the Spirit. You walk this out in truth. You walk this out according to God's plan and purpose. And we walk it out together, brothers and sisters, because, hey, that's God's plan for us in this time. So trust. Know that He's in control. Don't let all of these things catch hold of you. Don't let all of these things captivate you, because there's going to be more and more and more stuff going on in the world that is going to trouble people's hearts and is going to make them worried. The scriptures say that in the time that we're coming into, you know, kind of as I sort of read it, the men's hearts will fail them because of the things they see coming upon the earth. That's a lot of worry. To worry to the point where your heart fails you. But that being the case, okay, you know, good time right now to practice. Practice not worrying. Practice not being perplexed over situations and things. Practice trusting God. Know that He's in control. And He loves you. And He's got us. And let's do that thing that God's got for us to do. Let's pray. Let's read. Let's trust. Let's do the good works that He has for us in front of us. 20 on 20. You know, that's one way you guys can be involved too. Pray. Hey. You know, pray. You're more than welcome. Join us and be a part of what God's doing in all these different fronts. And with that, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.